Well, earlier this afternoon, I had the opportunity to catch up with one of our original CKFM Star Search winners from back in 2007, Innisfail's Cole Malone. He's back with new music. He's got a great new song out right now called One Man Army that we're going to be showcasing here on CKFM. And I had a chance to catch up with him this afternoon and talk a little bit about where his musical journey has taken him. But let's go back to 2007, and I asked him about Star Search and what he remembers from that 2007 Star Search.
Yeah, I was doing a lot of competitions at the time. So what I remember was trying to decide whether I was going to play an original or not, and agonizing over that. And ultimately, I went with Summer Nights was a song that I wrote, and
right.
I think that did well for me. But that was the beginning. That was the first step that led me down this awesome path that I lived. So, I'm so thankful to the station and to you guys to give people that opportunity, and I hope we see that come back soon.
Yeah, absolutely. My fingers are crossed for it, for sure.
Yeah.
The last time that we heard from you was a single called Half the Bottle. And the Kixon crew kind of got together and put that one together. You've been working with the Kixon band kind of as a, I don't want to call it a side thing, but it's been your sort of musical outlet, I guess, over the last little while.
Yeah, you betcha. So one of the things I really tried to do was I think taking the long road pays off in the end. And Kixon and Jerry T gave me an opportunity to hit many stages, big, small, all across kind of Western Canada. And that just helped me grow as a musician. Mm-hmm. It helped me grow as a songwriter and, just as a human being. But I think now if you could see the 2007 Cole Malone to, the 2021 Cole Malone, it is night and day. So, Kixon gave me that opportunity to get out in front of people and to really kind of just work on being a musician.
Sure.
I think it's paid off in the live performances and my vocals as well, getting the voice to be strong and powerful, but at the same time soft and subtle and kind of express some emotion. That comes in time. That comes with lots of reps and lots of lots of miles, and that's what it gave me the opportunity to do. So
that's amazing. What has the pandemic been like for you this last year? Like musicians, it's been so tough because gigs have been completely taken away. But you're fortunate enough to have a day job or whatever that's been paying the bills and whatever. But musically, it's definitely changed things, right?
Yes, absolutely. Selfishly, I have to say that this pandemic has actually been a benefit for myself. I've been able to really kind of focus and analyze. One of the big things is my guitar playing.
Oh, cool.
So I got a setup at home now that I just, I play along with my songs or any other songs, and I can sing along with it, and I can really hear in real time where I'm making my mistakes and where I need to improve. So I would say that that's one of the big things I've taken the time to do. But, overall, I not really music-wise, but personally, it's given me an opportunity to reset, to really dig deep personally, to find out, those little triggers and stuff that kind of get me going, work on that stuff, and just be a better all-around human being.
Yeah, sure.
And I think that's the ultimate goal out of this, is you'll see with the new kind of Cole Malone coming out in the music, is it's honest, it's true, it's who I am. And I think the pandemic selfishly has given me that opportunity to take advantage of it.
You were talking earlier about how you've had the opportunity to really find yourself, and the music is more of an honest depiction of yourself. And I told you the first time that I heard this song that it really felt like a Cole Malone country song, because it really blended the rock elements that have been such a big part of your life with the country elements that are maybe a little newer to your life. So is that fair that that's such a blend of those things for you?
Absolutely. I very well said. I couldn't say it better. It's one man army is me. It's my journey. It's my path. It's everything that I've done every step of the way, right from when I was 11 years old learning how to play guitar to this conversation. It's this whole journey and the growth and development. And there is snapshots back to when I was playing Nirvana and Silverchair and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You hear that in this song, but you also hear my country influences. And, one of the great things that, I'm just so thankful and honored that I get an opportunity to get on a stage where I'm at MCC Recording Studios mm-hmm. with Johnny Gasper and Chris Byrne and Jerry Toland and all these guys coming together to help me produce this song. It's been an unbelievable ride, absolutely unbelievable ride. And I think people are going to, when they hear this song, this is the best Cole Moen you've ever heard.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah. I really do. I think like the whole package, and I've known you for such a long time and I've heard your music for so many years, that this really feels like, okay, this is Cole. This is what he really wants to do, which is, as somebody who's, you know, your friend and somebody in the music business, it's so exciting for me to hear you at this level and kind of get to a place. Because I think now, I personally feel like you're going to be really happy playing this music. You're not playing music that you feel like somebody wants you to play. This is stuff that you want to play.
That's very well said. And that can be a hard thing to get out of.
Yeah.
And a lot of musicians get trapped in that. So, but you're exactly right. This is something I cannot wait to get onto stage to play this. I know people are going to dig it. I know they're going to love it. And live, I think this song is going to be killer. So
I do too.
You're exactly right. I think this is the best presentation of myself. But that has come from surrounding myself with a really amazing people. And the title of the song is One Man Army. And that's not necessarily the case. It's taken an army to get to this point, to get this sound out and to get this song out. Sorry.
That's what I was thinking too, when you were talking about how, you know, One Man Army is your whole thing and your journey up here. I'm like, man, Courtney's not going to like that.
Exactly. Right. Right. But you know, part of my narrative, one of the things that I've come to realize is that other people, when they chase their dreams, I get to chase mine.
Yeah.
And if you close those options off, and if you're closed and you're not opening up to the world, all of that stuff kind of just goes away.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're open and honest and you let it happen, great things happen. And then, you know, again, being able to just record a song at one of the best recording studios in all of Canada, that's an honor. That is an absolute honor and a privilege, but it's taken a team. Courtney, my wife Courtney, has been the vital key in me becoming a better person, and it's all in there. It's a journey, one man army. When you guys hear it, you'll hear that journey.
Absolutely. You talked about, you know, the opportunity to play this song live. What's 2021 looking like so far? Like it's pretty tough, eh? Everybody's sort of waiting right now, but are gigs gonna happen?
Yeah. Yes, there is stuff on the books, for sure. I think everybody's still a little hesitant, of course, just because of the fluid nature of the pandemic.
Yeah.
But there is stuff happening, but I will say later summer. So I'm not seeing a whole lot of live stuff happening early summer yet, but that could change. But yeah, for sure, later summer, there's already stuff on the books. And I have a sneaking suspicion once One Man Army comes out, that calendar might just get filled up a little more.
That's pretty awesome, man, and I sure hope so as well. Social media details for everybody that wants to follow along with your journey.
Yeah, you betcha. On Instagram is at Cole Moen Music. Facebook is at Cole Moen Musician. So there is just a little bit of a difference in the tag there. But by all means, please follow me. I would love for you guys to come on board and share this journey with me. You will not be disappointed, trust me.
Here comes, do you hear me now? Can you feel me shake the ground? 'Cause I've heard enough excuses. Let's find out what the truth is. Get on my feet, take to the streets. I'm knocking at your door, not gonna take all these lies no more. Never said you're sorry, you were gone in 40. Final those words, bullseye on me, but I keep marching like a one-man army in a blaze of glory. Rewrite our story. Fire those words, bullseye on me, but I keep marching like a one-man army, like a one-man army. Never thought we'd settle down, place our roots in stable ground.
There's another I didn't see coming through the front line when you went running. I could war a battle cry, tooth for tooth, an eye for an eye. You can lie in the bed you made. Time to stand up, wave that white flag. Get on my feet, take to the streets. I'm knocking at your door, not gonna take all these lies no more. Never said you're sorry, you were gunning for me. Fire those words, bullseye on me, but I keep marching like a one-man army. In a blaze of glory, rewrite our story. Fire those words, bullseye on me, but I keep marching like a one-man army. Take to the streets. I'm knocking at your door, not gonna take all these lies no more. Never said you're sorry, you were gunning for me. Fire those words, bullseye on me, but I keep marching like a one-man army. In a blaze of glory, rewrite our story. Fire those words, bullseye on me, but I keep marching like a one-man army. Never said you're sorry, you were gunning for me. Fire those words, bullseye on me, but I keep marching like a one-man army. In a blaze of glory.